I don't have a great deal to report from the Cabinet today, partly because my plane was late and I had a visitor pending, so I did attend for a short time, but I can say that we did give the formal approval to go ahead with the working holiday scheme negotiations, which I signalled in the press conference with the Prime Minister of Turkey. We've also approved the mandate for New Zealand to take to the Doha WTO meeting, and discussion around that has obviously taken quite a lot of my time the last couple of weeks with the APEC summit in Chobham and then the talks in Brussels as well. We have approved a housing restructuring and tenancy matters bill. It's an information matching bill between Housing New Zealand and Ministry of Social Development, and that will be tabled by Chris Carter. Coming up this week, obviously intend to get to some legislation. There'll be a first reading of the Child Support Amendment Bill, number 4, from Peter Dunn. First reading of Electoral Integrity Amendment Bill, in Michael Cullen's name. Statutes Amendment, number 5, gets its second reading. There'll be the Government Notice of Motion, number 1, with the appointment of the members of the Parliamentary Service Commission. And Ruth Dyson hopes to get a first reading of her paid parental leave bill. Wednesday's a Members' Day, and time permitting, we hope to get on to the second reading of the Tax and Rates Bill Thursday, and possibly good progress on the Statutes Amendment Bill and the Subordinate Legislation, Confirmation and Validation Bill. I'm aware that some present are coming up to the East Asia Summit next week, and there has been a briefing at MFAT about that, so I'd like to add a couple of words to that. We see it as a very significant development. It is about a new concept of regionalism in the Asia Pacific. It is quite different from APEC, which is a trans-Pacific organisation formed among economies and which had its focus primarily on trade and economic matters. And while that has broadened of recent times, it still isn't the wide-ranging political security type dialogue that I think the East Asia Summit can evolve into. It's probably the most significant development in East Asian regional institutions since ASEAN was formed. ASEAN's been going 38 years, and we've been a dialogue partner with it for 30 years. 8 years ago, ASEAN began its summit with the big three countries to its north, China, Korea and Japan, and then in more recent years began a summit relationship with India and also with Russia. New Zealand and Australia simply weren't figuring in those equations. Now, after a lot of proactive diplomacy, we went to a summit in Laos last year, a year ago, beginning of December 04, and some gallery were there. And it was clear that from that there was likely to be the development of an East Asia summit, which would take in ASEAN's partners in these summit relationships down the East Asia Western Pacific Rim. The key to New Zealand getting a seat at that table was the agreement to accede to the Treaty of Amity and Cooperation, which we did earlier this year and which I signalled at the ASEAN summit last December that we were considering very positively. Why does all this matter to us? Well, obviously, security and stability and prosperity around East Asia matter a great deal to New Zealand. There have been earlier decades in my lifetime where instability in East Asia has been a major problem. Even before my lifetime, of course, the expansion of Japan, the tragedy of the Second World War, and then in the wake of the war, New Zealand was involved in the emergency in Malaya. There was the confrontation between Indonesia and Malaysia. There was the Vietnam War. There was, of course, the isolation of China through to the early 1970s. So we lived in what was not a particularly stable region. And a lot has happened about that. And I think that the growing regionalism is part of ensuring that it is a more peaceful and secure place. And with peace and security goes development. And in my experience, talking with a range of leaders from these countries over quite a number of years now, having peace and security as a stepping stone to greater development is very, very important to them. So I think this is a dialogue which has a lot of potential. It will have political and economic dimensions. It will look to promote a greater understanding across cultures, faiths and national boundaries. It will discuss the prospects for regional integration, and it will undoubtedly pick up issues of the day like counter-terrorism, like avian flu and like energy security. So we're going in a very constructive mood, and we believe it is a significant development. The other issue I was going to touch on briefly was the issue of the young man with the Canadian passport who happens to have been living in New Zealand for 3 years, which I am keeping closely apprised of, as is the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. I became aware when I stepped off a plane on Thursday that one of the hostages, who we all understood to be Canadian, was actually residing here, as were his family. And then I believe it was Friday night the news came through that the hostage takers had threatened to kill him and his colleagues by Thursday. MFAT has been in constant contact with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Canada. Canada is taking the lead on this, on behalf of the nations whose nationals are involved, and that also includes the US and the United Kingdom. I understand that Foreign Affairs Canada has now been in direct touch with the family, as has the New Zealand High Commission. MFAT is in touch with the family. The police have been supporting the family. Victim Support has been supporting the family. Their local MP, David Cunliffe, has been supporting the family. We will do whatever we and Canada together judge to be appropriate to support the release of this young man. It is not a straightforward consular situation because he is a Canadian national. His parents are Indian nationals residing in Zambia, and we have facilitated his father coming from Zambia on a visitor's visa to be with a family in New Zealand at this time. So we are staying closely appraised of it.